What's up? It's Azisu back again, East Society Podcast, and this is Halloween. But before I go any further, it's the Nez.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Happy Halloween. We're going to give you
Happy Halloween.
This is something that the Azisu wanted me to watch, Celebrity Big Brother, Season 2, Episode 7. Oh, damn, Eva Marie's fine. I thought she had got purple hair this time. I know she had pink hair, and she did the everything red for a while. She's beautiful. I don't care what anyone says, but was she great? The greatest in the ring? Yeah, not really. But do they hire them for their skills? I'm not saying they don't, but there's some women that are just there because on how they look. But with that being said, the last time I saw her at, I believe it was her last WrestleMania appearance in, it was in Dallas. I can't remember which 30 episode or WrestleMania 30 something. She was there, and I thought she did a really good job. She improved. We hadn't seen her in a long time, but then she kind of made a short little return, and then I don't know where she's at now. So that's about as much as I know of Eva Marie. But
so,
I don't
know. This was shot back in 2019, Celebrity Big Brother, early in the year 2019. February to March is usually when they do the celebrity seasons, when they do them. They've only done three ever. And the last one didn't go so well. It wasn't received very well. This was season two. Season three wasn't received very well. But yeah, this was season two that I'm wanting you to watch here.
All right. Well, explain what's happening before I click play.
Okay, so this is a celebrity season, because they're celebrities, is a lot faster of a game than the traditional game, like the 100-day game that's going on right now. Traditionally, it's about a month, maybe a little over, maybe like 40 days at the most for a celebrity season. They really get moving with it. So at this point in the season, because I did just rewatch this, you had the alliance of Joey Lawrence and Ryan Lochte kind of got took a hit, and Ryan Lochte was evicted from the house. So kind of everybody was like Tom Green, Lolo Jones, Eva Marie. They even brought in, I think, Ricky Williams. They were all gunning, like, at this time. Joey Lawrence was the house target. So going into this competition, which was the Haunted House competition I want you to see here, everybody's out to get him, basically. He's, like, the next on the target list.
Joey Lawrence is cool, man. What are they trying to get him for? They're just jealous. But
yeah, and he had the alliance with Ryan Lochte, and Ryan Lochte is an Olympic swimmer. So yeah, they was just like, you got to go against somebody. So that was kind of like the deal. But like, it was almost basically the whole house at this point against him. Everybody I just said, Kato Kaelin, I think, was just coming off of a head of household. So I think he was head of household when Ryan was evicted. So
was Kato a somebody before the,
he was, no, he was an aspiring actor, but his claim to fame was living at OJ's house. Like, he never really did much else. That's what he's known for. And even here on Celebrity Big Brother, that's his claim to fame.
I don't think that's a good
living at OJ's,
living at their house when a tragic double murder happened. But okay.
Yeah, geez. That's kind of like, yikes.
That shows you how America thinks.
Sure.
On listeners that are not here in America. I mean, America. Look at the state of our country right now and how divided and crazy it is.
But, right.
All right.
Well, and then one thing right before you start, I did want to mention right after, I would like to check in on with the live feeds, because right as I contacted you, they gave them costumes in the house. It's fun and some of them are cute, but I got to say, for like a big time TV show that who knows how much money this makes, like I can't believe the cheap costumes they bought them for the house, especially considering they do this on a lot where they film, you know, movies and TV shows. Like, they seriously got them like the cheapest looking costumes. I swear they're putting them on right now.
I don't want that. I'm sure they have a big budget, but why waste it on expensive costumes? And you can go to Walmart and buy whatever. Here, throw this on.
Super cheap. Ceri's like a purple witch. Ceri's a red witch. Jag, I don't know. He has like a yellow cape on. Bowie Jane doesn't have hers on yet. I don't see. I haven't seen what Matt's has on, but it's like pretty wimpy.
Well, we'll see. He'll probably be on by the time we get
to it. Yeah, I'm sure.
Right. All
right. Let's hit it.
I don't know what's happening right now. They're just talking to Eva Marie. They're in some room. Okay, now there's Joey. Now it's going to a commercial and we're coming back. So here we go. Hey, it's time for the Is Kato the host of this?
He's the outgoing head of household, so he doesn't get to play in this competition.
Okay. Recognize him. Here we go. This is the HO. Is this like on a separate set? Well, I guess it's celebrity.
Yeah. So
really?
Okay. It's a separate set. It's like across the street from the Big Brother house.
All right. Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, and it's cool. I thought you'd like this because it's like a throwback, like 70s, 80s style classic horror.
Is she wearing a costume or is this just what she's playing in?
That's what she's playing in.
I guess I got to go in and find keys and in this house, run out.
And you'll see the production is a step up from that one I had you watch, The Exorcist. Like, it's a step up in production. Like, this is a whole lot better production.
Well, I'm sure if it's a separate lot, I mean, it's cool.
Well, and this is before the virus, so they have people, like, running around in the scary house.
So when they do all these interviews, is this after they're done with the whole thing? Well, I guess it can't be if it's going
on. No, it is. It's after, and then they go in the diary room, and they ask him to describe what happened.
Okay. Oh, there was a... It's pitch black in the house. They got, again, the last time, they got the little headlamps on. I don't know what's laying on the couch. Some kind of...
It's a person.
A bunny person. Looks like a lady with a bunny mask on. And Eva's running around through. What is she? Oh, she's trying to find a key. Oh, she's found some steps that was under a rug. So now she's crawling. She's crawling under in the crawl space under the house. Uh-oh. Someone's coming in to chase her with a chainsaw and a hockey mat. Ain't nothing to be scared about. You know they're not going to hurt you. Just...
I still would be scared. I still would be scared, even though I know it's a TV show.
I'm sure these aren't real spider webs, so. I don't know what she's crawling. It looks like mud or something.
Everybody says when they do it, it truly does smell bad, too. Like, so they don't skimp on that. They don't make it easy for these celebrities and or reality contestants. Like, they make it stink.
Now she's in a kitchen. She crawled in, so the sink started spitting out water. So now she's in the sink or in the fridge. She's looking around on the desk or the counter. She opens up the oven. Nothing. Look under the sink. Ooh. Oh, she digs in the sink and the garbage is. Well, she like barely stuck her hand in there. Must have been like right on top.
Right.
Now, a hall. Walking around trying to find stuff. There's a couple guys in the hall. One dude with a pig mask on. All right, she made it to some door. Now she's in another bathroom. Someone's laying in the tub. Is she supposed to find things, or are they just going through the house now?
No, she's supposed to find stuff.
Okay. Now she's in a bedroom. Okay, oh, she's finding car keys. Looks like she didn't really find, she only found the one, and now she's looking around. I'll say, yeah, okay, she found the key and whoever was in the bathtub, and the halo's a dummy, though. Now she's outside, she's getting in the car. See if it starts it up. Whoa!
That was good.
There was somebody in the back seat.
Somebody in the back seat. So, classic horror. I love it.
Now, who is this? It's, okay.
Is it Candy Burris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is.
She was, like, on a bunch of them shows, and I think she used to be in a group. I think she was, it was, Escape. Yeah. Okay. She was in Escape.
Same thing. Now she's under the house crawling. The guy with the chainsaw came charging in. Now she's back. She's in the kitchen looking around. I mean, obviously, I'm pretty sure it's pitch black in there, but you got that little headlamp on. But, I mean, you're going for, are they going for time?
Yes. It's all about time. It's all about time.
These guys are just trotting along.
Yep, it's all about speed.
I mean, I would know that these guys aren't going to hurt me, so I'd be, like, charging through them.
What's even funnier, actually, there's another one like this I should show you during Big Brother 19, a regular cast, where almost everybody is, like, freaking out the cast, but there's this one guy on the cast. His name was Cody, and he was, like, an ex-Marine, and, like, he doesn't get scared at all. Like, it's nothing to him. Like, they come out, try to scare him. He doesn't react. He doesn't flinch. He doesn't anything.
So do they lose because of this person in the back seat?
No. That's just for fun. That's how it ends. Once they make it to that point, their time stops. Once they start the car, their time stops.
I don't know who Tamar Braxton is. It's just a singer.
Tamar. Sister of Toni Braxton. Also, they did a reality show, The Braxtons.
Never heard of. Come on. She's talking about she grew up in the hood. Then you shouldn't be scared of any of this. She's still on the front porch trying to not even going in. Just, man. Just go in. It's different. It'd be different if this was like an extreme haunted house where they can grab you. Nah, I don't know if I'd want to do that because I'd be knocking fools out if someone grabbed me.
They do. Yeah, you saw though, they're there. They come up on you.
But they don't grab her. No, if you go to one of those extreme haunts, they grab you and they'll like stick you in things, dude. It's crazy. I don't think I could do anything like that. I mean, I know you got to sign something or a waiver to, like, if you die, it's on you. That's how extreme it is. I'm like, oh, hell no. Fuck that. But, yeah. What'd she do? She quit?
She quit.
She only went to the front room and that guy with the chainsaw came out. Ran out. All right, here goes. There you go, man. Just charge in there. See, Tom Green's weird and crazy anyway.
He is. Not surprisingly, he is perfect for Big Brother. He plays up everything. He's so into it. He's like playing the game. Like, yeah, he's a perfect person to cast for.
He
like,
was
like,
already
this type of game.
The under the house before that guy came charging in with the chainsaw. See, this ain't even phasing him. He goes, the way to beat this stuff is to be around deranged people. And he says he is. If you guys watch his Instagram lives, I don't know if he's a farmer or what, but he be doing late night live videos and doing crazy things.
Wow.
He's just crawling through the hole.
I'm not surprised, though. I was the huge fan of his 90s MTV show. And there's one thing, you know, I always like take from stuff and then I use it for the rest of my life. And from his, ever since the 90s, he did this thing where he went and he bought a bowling trophy at like a pawn shop, and he tried to return it to the person that sold it. Yeah, he's like, "Don't you want this? Don't you want this?" And the guy's like, "Nah, get out of here." And he's like, "Well, I'm the champ now, champ. Who's the champ now, champ?" And that's always like something that's like stuck with me forever. Like the "Who's the champ now, champ?"
I've always liked him because he's a skateboarder, like for real. Because there was one. Dana Lohan. Oh, that's Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Yes, and she's also like a business celebrity person.
Her daughters are. Oh, jeez. See, man, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel with some of these celebrities. Did you meet Tom Green when we were at Comic-Con that one year?
I did. I got a picture with him. I was very excited just because, like I said, how much that meant to me, like the 90s Tom Green show stuff.
Yeah, he was playing it up there too, being all weird when he was
Yeah, he doesn't turn it off.
He wasn't one of those assholes that, Oh, she pulled the dummy out of the bathtub and dropped the key. Now she's out the window. I thought Lindsay was supposed to be making a comeback. I know she kind of felt.
Not that I've seen. Maybe. Oh, no, I mixed it up. Tara Reid was on this TV show, like World's Toughest Test, like Special Forces or something like that. That was crazy. Have you heard of that show?
Mm-mm.
It's interesting because it's like you don't do it. There's no prizes or money or anything, but celebrities do it just to like test themselves. Like they go through actual like military training.
Who's Lolo Jones? It's just an athlete.
She's a Olympic athlete, a runner, and now she's turned into a little bit of a reality celebrity. She's done Celebrity Big Brother. She's done The Challenge. I think she did The Challenge USA, or one of them, like Stars versus Athletes or something.
She's moving through this house pretty quick.
Yeah.
She ain't letting anything faze her except for the guy with the chainsaw.
But she's also kind of built. She's also kind of built for reality, and that like she'll get attitudes with people, and she like really stands up for herself and her beliefs and what she thinks. So,
man, now who's this dude? Some black guy.
Ricky Williams.
Okay, I must have missed
former his name. NFL player, Saints, Dolphins.
Yeah, he must be really big because everyone else is on their hands and knees crawling through the house, and he's like on his stomach.
Yeah, yeah. He's also famous, like, weed connoisseur.
Oh, you got the key in the kitchen. He's a football player. You should be able to. They're scaring him in the hall. He could have just mobbed through those guys.
What I noticed too when I had it on the other day was they're blurring his backside, which means his pants came down.
Probably when he was. Oh, dude, he just dove out the window. Yeah, they are. They're blurring. His ass crack must be showing.
Yep.
That guy in the back seat.
I would get me too because I would think it was over, you know? Like you put the key in, he's like, yeah, did it.
Come on, Joey, leave that die alone. Just keep it real and go gray. I mean, Joey's always been in good shape, but come on, just.
Yeah. Like just I said, at this point.
Be real,
everybody's after Joey Lawrence at this point in the game.
No need to dye your hair. Keep it real. Mine's all gray, and I don't care. Even right. If I was a celebrity, it would stay this way. Unless they made me dye it for a movie or something, but...
Right.
This is how it is from here on out. See, yep. His facial hair, his eyebrows, that's when it just looked, to me, my opinion, it just looks stupid.
Right. Because of the difference.
Younger than me, so...
Right.
He's not even fazed by those people that are in the house. Now he's at the car. I'm surprised no one around like swung on that dude in the back seat.
Yeah, for real.
The
Tom
guy,
Green's reaction was good, of course. He was like, ah.
All right, they're done now. Here's the. Oh, at least he's. Yeah, he shaved his head. You can see the gray. It must be really gray then.
Right. Last time I went to the get a haircut, it was looked like nothing but grays hitting the floor.
Yeah, man, it's all right. See, Tom Green's keeping him real, beard, everything. Dana, I don't know, she had 14 minutes. Damn, it took him that long. Natalie was 9:07. All right, here's Joey's time. 4 minutes and 19 seconds. I think it's him out of him and the Olympic girl, because she flew through there.
Right.
I like his glasses, though. Speaking of that, I need to get new glasses. All right. Here's Eva's. Oh, man's commercial. Well, there's no commercials.
No
on
commercials.
On Paramount.
So. If you were watching live.
All right. Oh, this is Tom. He's up next. Eva must be last. No, not. No. Let me see. Whoa, 3 minutes and 7 seconds, Tom Green.
That is pretty good when you think about what you just saw, like how far you had to go. That's pretty good.
Oh, well, Candy, she's 8 minutes and 43 seconds. All right, Lolo, let's see if you can beat. See, okay, this is the Olympic girl, Lolo. Let's see what she's got. 3 minutes and 48 seconds.
Close.
Tom Green's still in the lead. She didn't even make it. She didn't even go through 30 minutes.
Tamar. Yeah, that's timeout. That's timeout for Tamar.
She's.
Didn't even try.
So, it's down to me and Ricky. I think he took. I don't know. I don't think he won. We'll see. Because it looked like he was struggling with some of the stuff. Yeah, 3 minutes and 44 seconds. Yeah, head of household, Tom Green.
Yeah. Why impressive.
He floated through there. Nothing was phasing him.
And Joey really needed it. And Lolo's an Olympic athlete. And Ricky Williams was, like you said, a Heisman-winning NFL player. Like, that's kind of crazy. Tom Green.
Yeah. That's what he said. I can't believe I beat a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Eva Marie is so fine. Is that the end of this one?
That's the end of that one. So that's,
right.
That's what I want to show you.
To the live feeds. And
hopefully it comes back up because it just went down.
Oh, did it? Well, sometimes I'm ahead of you, so let's.
You almost always are, yeah.
Let's see what's going on.
Which is disappointing because
who won the ball game yesterday? I forgot to watch.
Texas.
So they're ahead.
2-1.
All right. Can't watch it, but let me see. We'll go to the live feeds. And it's still down. I don't know what this is.
Oh, weak. Well,
everyone's ready or something.
Like I said, I guess I can describe to you. They're probably getting music with Chinese food and booze too. That's why the feeds are down. So yeah, Matt has on a like bright yellow wig. Sari has on a purple one. Felicia has a red wig on. Jag has like a pig nose on. Yeah, so little description there for you. That's a shame because, yeah, obviously the feeds went down because they assume that they're actually giving them a party where they're playing music, so they can't play the music on the live feeds.
Yeah, that was just some cat running around in some box, but
yeah.
But everyone, the final episode of our 31 Days of Horror is up.
Yay!
Ryan and I did Halloween H2O 20 years later. Came out in 1998, I believe. So, yeah, that's up and everything. It's probably the longest episode we did. I think it was almost 2 hours. So, but well, nice. we did some Halloween talk about what's going on. There's three different timelines in the Halloween series, and then we were talking about the TV show that's coming up, and we have no idea what they're doing, because if you saw the last Halloween, the third timeline of Halloween, they killed Michael Myers. But if you go back to the original timeline, the first timeline, which was 1, 2, Halloween 4, 5, and Curse of Michael Myers, number 6, he was still alive at the end, so maybe they can go from there, because the second timeline was Halloween 1, 2, H2O, then Halloween Resurrection, and he was still alive at the end of that. So out of the first two timelines, Michael Myers is still alive, but in this third timeline, where it was the original one, then the last three David Gordon Green ones, he died, and Halloween Ends, which was the worst one.
And they ground him up, so no more in that timeline. But, you know, he'll return in another timeline.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I'd rather have them go with their original idea of doing an anthology series, because that's what they did with Halloween 3, but everybody hated it when it first came out. But it's weird, though, because when I was at the Halloween 45 Years of Terror convention, Mike and I went to the Halloween 3 Season of the Witch panel, and they were talking to the director, and he said the same thing. He was like, everybody hated this movie, but now it's totally different, and everybody loves it. So he goes, I'm happy, but I wish they would have loved it all back then. But, I mean, I loved it the first time I saw it in the theater. Yeah. I knew. And I don't know what everyone wanted, but all right.
It's funny. That happens a lot. That happens a lot. That reminds me of The Wire. The Wire had a great, like, second life after it aired. And it actually made, I remember I saw a thing where the creator was kind of mad. He's like, I wish people would have watched it when we had it on. Then we could have, you know, done more or kept it going or whatever. And it's like, you only like it now that it's gone?
Yeah, because I'm watching, I've been watching the Halloween movies this whole time. The original one, part 2, 3. We did a commentary for Halloween 4, Return of Michael Myers on the Horror Returns. So go listen to that. And now I'm watching right now as I'm talking, I'm watching Halloween 5, Revenge of Michael Myers. When you watch these films, I mean, I get enjoyment out of all of them, but I'm always like, who greenlit these masks for Michael Myers, a.k.a. The Shake? The worst one was part 4. That mask was terrible. I don't know who designed that and said, oh, this is cool, let's roll. And then this one, part 5, it's like they half-assed it. And it looks okay, but it's all like super loose on the guy's head. And it doesn't look like a good mold. So, I mean, I can't make masks. I mean, whoever's if the guy who designed those masks is listening, or guys, or even female, I don't know. But whoever designed it, my opinion, I thought they were the two worst in the series. Part four was probably the worst one, out of my opinion. Because the next one after this, in part six, it looked okay. It looked cool. His hair was a little frizzy. Even in H2O, there was times where it looked like his hair was looked like an afro in some scenes. It was all kind of spiky. But I did like what they did. And I watched Rob Zombie's Halloween last night on Peacock. I can't bring myself to watch Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. That movie is just pure trash. I don't know what he was trying to do. It was... anyway, I'd rather watch Halloween Ends, which I probably will. I still need to watch those. I haven't watched them in a while. So, but this one, Halloween 5, this is when they introduced that whole Cult of Thorn thing, and I don't know what they were trying to do. Somewhere, because at the end of part 4, Michael Myers got shot up by the sheriff's, the local police department, and he fell down into a well. And that was the end of that movie. And then Jamie killed her stepmom or whoever that was, and that was the end of the movie. But when part 5 came around, we see in the beginning when we see the end of part 4 when Michael Myers gets shot and he falls into that well. And then when they go down, the camera goes down the well, and we see Michael, he's crawling through this tunnel right before one of the police deputies throws in a stick of dynamite. And when it blows up, we see Michael crawling out of the end of the tunnel, and he falls into this river and then floats down the streams. And then some hobo finds him and takes care of him for a year. And then I assume this hobo gave him that Cult of Thorn tattoo on his wrist. Because I don't know where that came from. We're like, what's happening? And then at the end of this one, or throughout in part 5, there's somebody, some dark figure in a cloak and silver-tipped boots and a cowboy hat or whatever walking around. And we never know who he is. But at the end, when they capture Michael Myers, he's locked up in a cell, chained up. Whoever the stranger is goes in there and shoots the place up, kills all the cops, and then grabs Michael and rolls out. And then we get part 6. And well, there's two versions of part 6. There's the theatrical version, and then there's the producer's cut that made no fucking sense. And it's terrible. I didn't like part 6. I didn't like the theatrical. And then when they came out with the producer's cut, I didn't like that. Do I have both of them? Of course I do. I'm a completist. I gotta fill out the whole series. Same thing with Jason Goes to Hell. I don't know how many times I've told you guys this, but I hate that movie, but I do have it because it came in that big box set. But yeah, these movies, I mean, again, like I said, I get enjoyment out of them, but I just want to know what they're gonna do with the TV series. I mean, they can bring Michael Myers back if they go to the one of the first two timelines. Or maybe do whatever, because they can't go with David Gordon Green's because he's all chopped up. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I know Blumhouse had the rights, but then they lost it. And I think Dimension or Miramax, one of them, won the bidding war. So now they own the rights again. So,
man, we'll did you hear... Five Nights and Freddy's like the highest grossing Blumhouse now. That's crazy.
It's because of all the kids that went to see it. And but it was what it was. I mean, kind of glad I didn't go to the theater to see it. But yeah, I looked at it, man. It made crazy money. And of course, when you make crazy money, you're going to get a sequel. So
yeah, maybe they'll do it up. Maybe they'll listen too. Like, because a lot of people wanted more out of it, and maybe they'll deliver that in the next one.
I think if they want to make more money off of this one, other than when it comes out in physical media, I don't think I'll buy it. They can put out a director's cut or R-rated version, throw that back in the theater. I guarantee you they'll make more money because everybody will want to see what they did. But then again, I don't even know if they did go overboard with the blood and guts.
It doesn't sound like they did. I saw a thing saying that they're happy with what they got out of the PG-13-ness.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with it. I mean, I thought the animatronic things and everything looked cool, but as far as the blood and guts, I didn't get any of that. But we'll see. But yeah, so, you guys got Shudder and everything. All these movies are streaming all over the place, so you can definitely catch that. But I am going to end it tonight with, if you guys got Screambox, I see the 80s Trick or Treat is on there. So I'm going to check that out. That's one of my favorite Halloween films to watch. And I started that new Hell House movie. I can't remember what it's called. I just started it. I didn't finish it. So next episode, I'll give you my thoughts on what the latest Hell House movie is, because it just dropped the other day on Shudder. So they took it out of the Abaddon Hotel or motel or whatever, and now it's in some big mansion. And I believe this is supposed to be the origin story of how whatever. I don't know. I mean, but craziness is going on right now, so I'm interested on what they're going to do. If you guys have watched the Hell House series, if you haven't, definitely check those out. I really, really check out the first one. It's just Hell House LLC. Watch that one. That one was amazing. If the sequels that came out, they're after that, they're okay. I mean, they're cool. They're still creepy, but nothing like the first one. The first one was awesome, and I was happy that I got to go see that a few weeks ago down in Beverly Hills when we got to go to the screening. And shout out to Happy Horror Time, Matt and Vince. You guys rule. So, but anything else? Get out of here.
Yeah, real quick, a couple quick hits for me. You may or may not have heard, doing a little last-minute pumpkin carving here. I'm always either too early or too late with my carving. Most years, I'm like, carving it so early by the time Halloween comes around, especially in the weather here, the pumpkins all collapse or whatever. So now I waited too long. It's night of Halloween right now, so about 30 minutes until it's about to get dark. So trying to bust this out really quick and finish up. Also, they had a Funko carving contest. You had to carve from these templates. Well, I never printed it out, but I just did it by hand. But I just went and checked the rules, and they wanted it by the 23rd. So I'm way late and can't even qualify for that, but whatever. Also in the background, I switched it back to NBA on TNT while I have it through Max, because I'm sure that's about to end. Probably today is when it ends. But the Cavs and the Knicks are playing, and then I think the Spurs and the Lakers are playing. And they just showed the number one pick in this most recent draft for the Spurs, Victor Wembanyama. He's a much hyped, probably the most hyped draft pick in long time since LeBron James. He's the most hyped guy, and kind of cool. He's 7'4", real skinny and slender, and they just showed him walking into the arena. He's dressed up as Slender Man, so pretty perfect Halloween costume from a 7'4" guy.
Oh, is that the thing you sent me?
I sent it, because I just saw it like just minutes ago.
Oh, well, somebody sent me that. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, Wembanyama, of the San Antonio Spurs. If he plays enough games, he's going to be Rookie of the Year. He's crazy because he's 7'4", but he can shoot threes, and he moves like a guard. Like, he can do crossovers. It's crazy to see if you see the guy. Like, he's truly, like, LeBron James called him, because the people used to call, like, unique players unicorns, but LeBron James called him the alien. Like, one of a kind. So, yeah, people know him as that. But, yeah, Slender Man is what he dressed up like. So, other than that, I'm going to have NBA on. And if I was paying attention, I could have caught the East Coast airing here of Big Brother. It's at 8 o'clock, so I could have caught it here 5 Pacific. But I'll just watch it here at 8. And that's going to be the competitions are going to be Halloween themed for that. So it was the veto competition that they played this past Saturday. So yeah, that's what I'm up to tonight.
Do your check in for it, and we'll put it out for you guys. But yeah, Renee and the kids, they're all out and about.
Nice. They went
down trick or treating, and I believe they're hitting the neighborhoods really soon. Usually, trick-or-treating starts a little early here, the sun's not up, but it's still light outside. But they usually start around, so everyone's running around. Nobody comes up to our house. We live up on a hill.
Yeah, so I'm so sad. Nobody comes here. Nobody has for years. The years when Jade was still here, we'd really decorate up the house. I'd get all kinds of candy. Wouldn't get nobody. So sad. So
even in that neighborhood, it looks like there's houses all over, up and down.
I know. It's like an older community, though. That's the problem. Not many kids.
Oh, so, okay.
I mean, it keeps it nice and quiet, but I would love for Halloween. Like, I saw this thing, I think it was a House of Highlights today. This guy on the second floor of his house, he had like tons of like 2-liter sodas, and he was like sending them down a chute to kids. I'd love to do it up something crazy and big like that for Halloween, but I don't think it would ever happen here. So maybe some year if I move on somewhere, I'd love to be in an area where I could really do it up big for Halloween, you know.
Oh, excuse me, everyone.
Yawn.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just bored out of my mind, everyone. I can't do anything. That's why I'm home. I'm not with the family. So, but
when did y'all carve?
We went to the pumpkin patch earlier in the month. I think it was the end of September when we went, because that's when they usually open our local one. Yeah, and as soon as we got home, they wanted to carve it. And yeah, it was already old and pushed in and moldy weeks ago. So,
yep, that's the problem. But so, now yeah. I waited too long with this one, and I'm like running out of time here. What do I got? Like, yeah, like I said, half hour to get this done.
Well, carve it up, picture, and throw it outside. So
yep, exactly.
All right, everyone, that's going to be it this episode. I don't know when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it on Halloween or maybe afterwards, but be safe out there. And for you younger listeners, if you go out trick-or-treating and you listen to us, please be careful out there. Travel in packs. Don't go by yourself. Have some kind of flashlight or something, and don't run out into the roads, please. I know there was many years where I was driving down the roads and kids just ran out in front of me, so. Yeah, thankfully, I never hit no one. I always go slow through the neighborhood, especially.
Yeah, you gotta. But yeah, I always worry about that, too, when I, because like I said, since it was so quiet around here, I drive Jade to other neighborhoods in town, more active neighborhoods where we knew there were lots of kids and lots of treats and lots of treaters and decorations. So
that's what we did.
Driving out, like, yeah, I'd be nervous. Like, I'd be scanning. Like, I didn't want, you know, anybody to dart out in front of me, but
there's a few neighborhoods we take the kids to. I mean, when our kids were little, we down the road and then somewhere on the other side of town and everything. Then I always went to our friend's house and they always really did it up. So we drive all over the place, all throughout town, and just hit all the good neighborhoods. But yeah, up on the res, nobody comes up here, so I don't even worry.
Yeah. Some year I said that I was talking with Joel earlier, and he said, you know, if I want to 1 year come to his house, so maybe that's the opportunity. Like, and I'll really do it up, like, I'll do all that stuff I said, like, I'll hook all them kids up.
They could, like, do it up at their neighborhood. That's a friendly neighborhood, and I'm sure everybody,
yeah, I'll go big,
yeah. All right, everyone, that's going to be it. Go over to the regular network and listen to all our 31 Days of Horror. I even gave an extra one. Taylor and I came on. We did a movie called Drive Through. It was pretty awesome. I'd never seen it before. And if you want to check it out, it's on YouTube for free. So have at it. It's a crazy little slasher type film, indie film, but I liked it. And those are the type of films that I like. Plus, they really went for it with the blood and guts. So you know how I feel about those. But yeah, everything's over there. Please listen to all that. Listen to what we got here on our Spotify for Podcasters feed. And just, again, be safe out there. And check your kids' candy. Don't just start digging in. A lot of weirdos out there. So, but with that, please be safe. Come back next time for more. And oh, before we get out of here, I want to give my oldest son, Marky, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He is 28. He was born on Halloween at 11:40 p.m.
Happy Halloween.
Renee was like, I don't want him to be born on Halloween. I said, well, if you can hold him in for 20 more minutes, it'll be November 1st. But she just gave me the evil eye, like, what? And but Marky, yeah, he's down living in Arizona with his girlfriend. So happy birthday, son. Love you. See you next time you come up. And with that,
happy
everyone.
Happy birthday.
Please be safe out there and party on.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Till next time. Have fun, be safe, and I'll see you next time, E-Society. Happy Halloween!